Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to the mixed bag. Mike McDaniel, long-winded. He was asked about what can past international games the Miami Dolphins have had teach him about this process coming up here against the Commanders. Of course, last time they were in Unz, Germany to take on the Chiefs.
Much did in the preparation for this trip. There's things that I thought we nailed, and there's things that you can learn from. The biggest thing is that getting the team prepared for the unique portions of the trip. It's not, you know, I like getting the guys out there and not and on their player day off, being able to, you know, to take advantage of the opportunity to play abroad, but to do so kind of like, it's like going somewhere for training camp. You get to do something that encourages team bonding, and you get another rep at doing things that people have never done together. But then focusing throughout the week, there's a lot more media asks. There's a lot more. It's just a change in tempo. And like I said before, we've recently found what we feel like is our formula to prepare for a game, and making sure that formula isn't compromised by location and alterations in schedule, much of which are, you know, there's just attacking all the things that are unique and making sure those, just because they're unique, they don't affect our style of play on the following Sunday. So it was very helpful. Having a trip, and this not being the first time for us to do this, and I'm looking forward to it.
What
was that again?
So they just figured out their formula to prepare for games?
No. Here's the problem. And again, I don't question anybody's preparation, right? I think sometimes it's complicated because you have an offensive, supposedly genius. So he tries to open up the bag every week. When in actuality, a real successful offensive team has a base, and then you kind of spread out from that base of plays. You see what I mean? You don't have to have a whole new offense every week. And it seems like sometimes when they go onto the field, they get confused because, oh, we didn't have this offense last week.
Oh, I thought that they just dumped those stupid player meetings.
It doesn't, man, let me tell you. You can have all the players' meetings you want. If the guy calling the plays ain't there to kind of discuss it, it don't matter. And you have those meetings. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard wide quarterback go to wide receiver, or receiver go to quarterback, and basically say this: hey, if I'm going across the field and I see this opening, I'm going to sit right here, right? Stuff like that. So when you watch a game and they go, oh, look, instead of just throwing to the hood, he sat right in the window. That's things you go. So those meetings aren't useless, but it's hard to do that when you're not physically doing it, right? It's much easier to do it on the field, to show the guy, stop right there. So the meetings could help. I think a lot of times people do them to say we meet.
Well, that's right? What I was saying. Like maybe when they were like, oh, he's like, oh, we finally found that formula. Maybe like, you know what? This is who needs this? Not working anyway.
Why do we always find the formula when we're winning?
It's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Maybe you had a good formula and just
like I hate that we take reasons for doing something and lump them into winning or losing, right? Like if a team loses, oh, they weren't prepared.
Sometimes you make a formula.
In fact, they could have been very well prepared. They were just prepared with the wrong crap.
Sometimes you make a formula and it's playa. Sometimes it's Arctic. Both were good formulas, but one was better.
Minus one.
You see what I mean, Vlad? This was like having a show with this guy.
What? What do you mean?
I'm giving serious insight.
Trying to be Rosetta Stone for football.
I'm giving serious insight on what goes on.
You see the football, I'm sitting there.
And you come in with Celsius flavors.
Yeah, I'm like Google Translate for your footballness. What are you drinking there, by the way? Was that a poppy? What do you got there? Kind of looks like a root.
Poppy cream soda.
I was about to say, it looks like a root beer of some kind or a cream soda.
No, it's cream soda. It's delicious.
Tua, he just met the media in Spain. And he was asked about, has he thought about saving Mike McDaniel's job?
Kaylin Kaler with ESPN. I know there's a sense that this team has been written off a little bit this season because of the record and the change at general manager. I'm wondering if you've thought at all, if it's in your mind at all when you guys are out there, that by being competitive and winning more games, that you might help McDaniel, your head coach, to retain his job as well. And if that was in your mind at all in last Sunday's win over Buffalo.
Fair question.
You know, I know, I understand the question. I know there's a lot of talk outside about certain individuals, certain people. But I think, you know, more so with the last week's game, I think it shows the togetherness of our team. And I don't think it's anyone playing for themselves more so. You know, it really is everyone playing for each other, everyone having to do their job, having a conviction to do their job. And then each individual trusting that if I do my job, I got to trust that this guy's going to do his job as well and not try to play hero ball all right, I don't know if he's going to do that. So I'm going to go out of my job, out of my way to maybe do his. Then when he does his and you don't do yours, you know, I think that's where things fall apart, where we got to play with conviction. You know, we just continue to stick together, play together. And, you know, I don't think anyone's worried about any of that external noise when it comes to that. When we play this game, we know what we sign up for. And we know this is a business as well. We want to play for each other. We're going to do everything we can. We don't prepare to go out there and think, hey, we want to do bad. We want to lose this game. Like, no, we go out there with our hearts, with our minds for war. Like, that's what it is, essentially.
Now it's war.
So, yeah.
That was a simple yes or no question. You know that, right?
Did we just witness Daniel's son, Master Mr. Miyagi?
Yes,
McDaniel us?
Two peas in a pod.
I feel like young Smith is dancing in front of the Cobra right now.
Leroy, wasn't that just a simple yes or no question?
Yes and no. I think he tried to answer it by saying what they actually do. Which is not, he just kind of rambled a little
she
bit.
She asked him, do you think about
right.
winning?
And he's like, no, we kind of play for each other.
And that's it.
Outside stuff.
That's it.
I know, but sometimes you feel like you have to. Like,
no, this was not needed to be a 15-second, 25-second response.
I know.
It was.
I know. He started losing us. When we listen to Tua or Mike McDaniel have a presser, we all have a little pocket defibrillator to keep us going, right? Like, we know.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
You know what? I'll tell you this right now. If there was a session going on, I'm not passing any of them a joint or anything.
Oh,
could you imagine? And they hit, you know, they take a puff and then they start talking and they start nursing the. Oh my God, you'll be there for like 20 hours. Mm-mm. Terrible. Terrible.
No, I think like look, I appreciate the fact, and I want to say he went a little long, but I appreciate the fact that instead of just answering yes or no, he kind of answered what they're really thinking about from week to week.
Did sound.
And there's no wrong with that. He just, it's almost like he doesn't know when to get off the ride.
Did sound says wax poetic on, wax poetic off.
So, like, yeah, I get it, but again,
Witcher.
I like, you guys have heard me for weeks what I feel the problem is with this offensive unit, right? They try to be too fancy at times, get themselves in trouble, and then they're playing catch up, you know? Now, here's what I would say. Believe it or not, somewhere in between Mike McDaniel and the Canes is a good called football game. I think the Canes start off way too slow, right? And then they get in the second half and feel like they got to turn it on. But what happens is sometimes they get behind the eight ball and then the players feel like they got to press.
God, could you imagine a coaching staff with McDaniel and Mario Cristobal? I feel like they would kill each other.
They'd fight.
I'd feel like they'd kill each other. Well, yeah. I mean, mostly I think it would be Mario killing Mike.
And then with the Dolphins, they're trying to be so creative that you almost put your own players, you know, at a disadvantage. So somewhere in between those two, like not as conservative as Mario starts every game, right? I think the first game of this next game, I don't care who they play, should be play action pass, deep ball to Tony. And live with the consequences. But you got to let teams know that you're not going to come out and run the ball the first 5 times and throw 5-yard passes. We'll got to soften them up early.
We'll take a break. Hashtag third hour coming on up. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM. Miami, 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.